Hi, Steve. It's Nadine. How are you?
Oh, hey, Nadine. I'm well. Sorry we didn't catch up last night, and I was looking at your time.
It's okay. I figured you got busy. No worries.
So I did some homework last night on Local Splash, just because I had kind of forgotten our conversation. Not forgotten it, but some of the details, right?
Yeah.
And what I saw online is you have offerings that go anywhere from $250 a month up to like $5,000 a month in terms of sort of the standard offerings you have for companies. And I was hoping you could just remind me, you know, were we looking at one? I think we were looking, I think 125 was in my head, or 150.
Well, we're,
the 250. Which one are we looking at?
Yeah, the one package that we're discussing is the Platinum package. The Platinum package, I will tell you, typically that package runs $599 a month with a $299 setup fee. What I offer to you with a discounted rate for established businesses, because I took into consideration your 16 years in business, so it brings down your monthly to $299 a month with the $99 setup fee. That's what I sent to you in the email and everything that was included with that. So that included optimization on the first page of Google and maintaining you there, content creation on Bing, Facebook advertising, directory submission. Our directory submission is Yelp, Facebook, Apple Maps. It also ensures that your website be attached to where your business is promoted. And then we cover what we call the mobile platform. Mobile platform means anyone who performs a search using their iPhone, Android, or tablet that they find you on the first page of Google. We also provide a tracking and reporting system so that you can track your results, your keywords, how many times you came up in the search results, how many times it clicked on your Facebook ad. But you're not incurring click fees either with the Facebook ads because you're paying a flat rate. So it's always going to be the $299 a month. And the price you're grandfathered in, it doesn't change on you, you know, whether you were with us 6 months or 6 years. It's still going to be $299 a month. We help you capture reviews, right? We create you a tiny URL. You can either text it or email it to your clients. Ask them to leave you a review when you complete a job, right? I know sometimes it's not always like the first thing on your mind, right? Because you're finishing one job to get to the next. But we help you in that way as well. So this Platinum package is the one that I recommend for you to get started with because I feel this is going to be the most beneficial for you. Surprisingly, don't get me wrong, Google ads, they work, but you're going to have a better conversion rate with Facebook ads because the conversion rate on Facebook ads is 9%. Google ads is 4% conversion rate, and it's because the Facebook ads are constantly retargeting. So even if someone has performed that search on Google and now they go to Facebook and they're looking through pictures or stories, that's when they're going to see your ad appear. So it's like that constant reminder. And with those ads, you could target an audience by interest, income level, or by location. And it's
okay.
A click-to-call ad.
And that's what we're going to, when we do the customer interview, that targeted audience is what we're going to kind of focus on there is how do you represent us, right? Who are we? But then also, who are we targeting? Is that, am I thinking about that the right way?
Basically, like, for example, right? Targeted meaning like, okay, so if someone goes on, and I don't know if this has ever happened to you, right? But like myself, I'll use it as my own experience. My husband does dialysis. The other day, I could not remember their phone number by heart, and I talked to these people at least once a week. So I went on Google, and I typed in Fresenius Kidney Care near me, right, in Anaheim. I get their number, call them. Now, okay, just today, I'm on Facebook. I was doing a post really quick for my granddaughter, and all of a sudden, I'm getting the Fresenius Kidney Care ad, and it's because I was targeted as having an interest. I was targeted as...
Yeah.
Performing that search on Google, and that's how
right.
It works, right?
Okay.
On those
yeah.
ads, you can run a promotion if you wanted us to run a promotion on that ad. If you're looking to hire people, we could even run an ad that you're hiring. So there's different things that we can do. The content creation on the ad, we take your input on it, but it's our team that's creating that ad for you. So
okay.
That's why they work so well.
And okay, and so this is... This is where my head is right now. I think we need to do this. I think there's a lot of value in what you're saying. And, you know, I read a bunch of reviews last week, and, you know, for the most part, they were good. There were a few that were bad. And every business has that, myself included. You know, but at this point, I mean, after some research last night, I'm content that it's a good value for us. What's the commitment we're making? Is it a month to month? Is it 3 months? What's the commitment you guys are making?
It's, we just ask you to at least stick it out 2 months. We call it a 2 month verbal agreement. But again, Steve, you're paying monthly. So if at any time you decide, you know what, I just want to part ways, just make sure you at least call 3 business days before your billing is due, so that way you don't incur that charge and we part as friends. We don't hold you hostage. You remain full owner to your Google business profile and even your Facebook page. We're not the owners. We're just listed as managers, so that way we can manage it. We're not going to do your Facebook posting, okay? So let me be clear on that. We're not posting on your Facebook. We're running your Facebook ads. I would encourage, are you having Davis take over the Facebook to kind of help you with that?
Honestly, let me tell you where I'm heading.
Okay.
So last year I spent a small fortune on advertising, and I couldn't have done it more incorrectly. We tried some, you know, Google ads, and tried to run some of those ourselves, and it was complete disaster. I don't think we got anything for it. We bought a lot of leads that we didn't find to be a very high quality, so that was expensive. And all in, I was somewhere between 70 and 100 grand, and out of that, I probably
got, oh my god,
money. Yeah. So it was a really tough year for solar last year as well. So we were trying to advertise in a really tough market, and because we hadn't done that in the past, we didn't do well, and we didn't recognize how poorly we were doing because we had nothing to compare it to. So now looking at saying, okay, you know, we need to do this. We have to be smarter about it because I didn't have that money to throw away last year, and I certainly don't have it this year. And so where I'm heading right now is I ran some print ads in local, like, home remodeling magazines and stuff like that. And
right.
The reason I did it is it's like, you know, maybe $2,000 commitment for 3 months, right? Nothing, right? Really, across,
right,
you know, 2 different magazines. And if they do well, great. If they don't, at least our name's out there. And so now what I think is unique about what you're offering is you're doing some work on Google to help us optimize, which can only help because we're not doing a great job of it now. And Davis is just learning, and he's learning fast. And he's doing a great job, but there's a lot to do there, right? So you'll help there just by doing well. And then on the Facebook side, if you're doing the remarketing piece, I get that, and that totally makes sense. And for the cost of it and the short commitment, there's no downside to it, right? So to me, it's a very low risk. Potentially, if I sell one deal out of this, it's paid for itself 3 times over, right? So there's not a lot to think about here, and it's all upside as far as I can tell. And if it's a complete waste of money, I've only blown, whatever, $600, right, by the time it's over. And I don't think that'll be the case. And we're prepared to do something we haven't done in the past, which is participate, right? Because usually I set these things in motion, and then I abandon them because I get too busy with Davis on top of this stuff. Right?
Exactly. And that's why I'm glad you have, like, you're having him getting involved, because you're right. I mean, we also need you. We're not saying, like, we're doing all the work, but we do want you at least in communication with us, and because this is what's going to equal your success too, right? We want you to be super successful. And it's funny that you say, you know, because investments, right? We always want you to look at all of this as being an investment, Steve. I mean, I'm going to even break it down for you like this, right? I'm a numbers girl, okay? I'm the type, if I can save more money, okay, let me know, right? I'm the type that, and I used to run my own catering business. This was years ago before my husband got cancer. But I was because I handled the finances, and I used to tell my husband, hey, a lot of money is going out when we were first starting the company. And he's like, listen, it's investment. I need you to look at it like that. And I'm like, okay, because I see my savings going down. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Right.
But I told him, okay, this is our profit, right? Like, I would do a wedding, $7,000, right? My mother-in-law, she would say, wow, that's a lot of money. And I said, no, it's not. You made all that, but no, I didn't, because I had to hire 4 people to help serve. What am I paying their wages, right? What did I pay for all the food that I had to purchase to cook? What did I pay myself? Because you know I'm paying myself too, right? What did I pay for any marketing, whether it was business cards, business licensing for that city to cater there, insurance, all of this stuff, I had to deduct. And then what was left over was my profit. And it wasn't much, right? Until when I started, you know, then, okay, we've already paid ourselves back for all the equipment and smokers and event grills and all this stuff that we've already, you know, purchased, right? Then it was profit. So that's how I look at it for any business, right?
Of course, right.
That's what your profit margin is. So going back to like where I'm saying that I'm a numbers type of girl, right? Let's just say, Steve, every single month you paid $299 a month, right? And you had paid that $99 setup fee, okay? If you look at it like this, at the end of the year, over the course of 12 months you're paying that, you would have already invested $3,687, right? That's your investment in a year with this program. Compared to other companies, I mean, like, you know, talking about, it's a lot more than that, right?
Yeah.
But we even take it a step further to also still provide you even more of a significant savings, right? And this is just an option that I want to run by you. We offer a package. You could prepay it for the year, right? It's $2,500, and that covers you for the year. So if you break that down, $2,500, it's almost as if the program was costing you $208 a month and like 33 cents, right? And I share that with you because if I could save you more money, I'm going to offer it to you, right? Not that you have to do it, but it's an option. And we're still continuing to maintain and optimize and all of that. So it's always an offer for you, just so you know.
Okay. That's helpful. What I want to share with you is, I've been doing this research last evening, is when I did these print ads, and I think about signing up Local Splash.
Uh-huh.
I started to think about last year. I think it was all the fragmented strategies we tried and how none of it was really, wasn't consistent, and secondly, it wasn't unified, right? We didn't have one strategy complementing another, or, you know,
right.
It was very tactical, right? So where I'm heading right now is I'm probably going to call 3 or 4 marketing agencies today and probably ask them, you know, if I were to take a $60,000 budget for the year, say, okay, that's roughly $5,000 a month that I put into an advertising campaign, and I want that advertising campaign to touch, you know, Google Ads, Facebook, some print. I want our website to be, you know, remain relevant and, you know, we'll participate in that as well. But in other words, I want something that's more cohesive, more consistent, because at this point, we're not going to, you know, there's no overnight success here. As you know better than I do, you just have to keep plowing away at it. But more importantly, you have to have some sort of a strategy or those investments, you know, you sort of erode some of the value by not having them be part of a larger picture, in my opinion.
Right.
So what I was going to ask, so I still want to do what we're talking about. I'm happy to give you the payment information you need right now. I'm not worried about this. I think you should put it in motion, and I'd like to keep running it. I don't want to run it for 2 months. I'd probably run it for longer, but I also don't want to, you know, tie myself into something for too long a period of time right now until I've got this bigger picture filled out. And as I've looked at your firm, you guys do a lot more for us than you're offering in this firm, right?
We even do Google Ads. So, like, let's just say, Steve, right, you wanted the Google Ads too. So if you did, so we have a package. It's $599 a month. Okay, and I'm going to give you the breakdown on it. $599 a month with the $99 setup fee. So you're looking at like $698 for the initial, and then it's $599 every month after. But that one includes Google Ads, Google Local Map, Facebook Ads. It includes the directory submission, the website being attached where we promote you, and then the mobile platform. From that $599, what we do is we take $300 of that. We're allocating it to your Google Ads that we are managing, okay? You're not incurring additional click fees because we're managing those Google Ads. We're actually the ones that are incurring the click fees, okay? And if you're keeping it within a 50-mile radius, that is perfect. because the further out that you spread those Google ads, the thinner you're getting, right? And if you're keeping it within 50 miles, it's great. You can even target specific zip codes or counties with the Google ads, okay? Now, we allocate 300 of that. You got 299 left. $100 of that 299 we're now allocating to your Facebook ads that we're managing as well. And when we're running your ads, both Google and Facebook, we're managing them to where they're running throughout the month, not where they're all being eaten up in a week, if that makes sense. Our technicians are very highly trained and certified. They have the database, and they have the knowledge on running these ads. And, you know, you yourself said you tried the Google ads on your own, right? And it was just like, you probably got a lot of click fees, right? And not anything in return, right? And that happens quite often.
I could build a rocket easier than I could manage Google ads. I'm convinced of it. Right. I'm just not equipped to do it. Firms like you are.
Your specialty isn't solar, right? I can't even tell you this. I wouldn't even know where to start if I was in your industry, right? All I know is that it can save you a lot of money on your electricity bill.
That's a great analogy. It's exactly right. Yeah.
So
what I think we should do here is, I think we should get, if you're okay with this approach, what I think we should do is, let's get this started so we can get some ads moving and we want to capture, you know, we want to move quickly because the spring market is important in solar.
Yes.
So if we can stand it up quickly, that'd be great. And then what I'd like to do is, and if you're the right person to do it with, that'd be great. What I want to do is, I'm going to reach out to 3 or 4 firms. I've got their names. I researched them last night. And I'm going to try to look at, okay, if I, you know, I don't know that $60,000 is even realistic for me right now, but I think if I don't spend enough, we're not going to get far enough, right? So here's what I'm thinking. If we said, okay, I give up the same thing, I'm going to give you $5,000 a month budget or $60,000 a year, what I want is I need a steady stream of qualified leads coming in, and that's going to require some work on our website. It's going to require what I'll call multi-dimensional marketing, where we have some print, some digital, and whatever, you know, again, I'm counting on the expertise of the firm, and so that I'm not the guy making all these decisions that I'm really not qualified to make, to spend money that's not going to give me any return. So you guys are the first at the table, and I'm convinced looking at your website that you can probably do this very, very well. The only thing you have with other firms is I just want to say, okay, some firms specialize more in the strategic part, right? We do need some branding support, some branding help, because once we do this, if it's not branded correctly, the strategies aren't going to come together, right? So, again, these are all things you're going to understand far better than I do. But what I'd like to do is see, can we pull the trigger on the $299 or whatever it is a month right now?
Yeah.
And let's make that a 3-month minimum so that we just get that going and give us enough time to see it work. And we'll do the call as soon as you guys are ready. And then, and then separate from that, I'd like to have you work up something with me, and I'm happy to dedicate more time to it than we've done today. And if we were going to spend $5,000 a month, I don't want to be just $5,000 on ads. I want $5,000 to build something in the market that's sustainable for us, right?
And that's perfect.
The market,
because you always have the opportunity, Steve, to allocate more money to your Google ad. Like if you want to, I want to include Google ads, or you want to increase the allocation on your Facebook, you always have that opportunity, right? It just means that your monthly would change. And you can change it at any time. So it's not like this is all you can do. I mean, there's so much we can do, you know? And we have an awesome team.
I liked what I saw online, and I liked the whole opportunity. It's not a matter of, I think it'd be fantastic to have you guys manage our Google and Facebook ad campaigns, because as we discussed, that's what your specialty is. But what I want to make sure is when we talk about the bigger picture for us, I don't want it to be monodimensional.
We're just throwing money out there, but we're not targeting or we're not aiming for what the goals that are set, right? I totally get what you're saying too. You need an X amount of leads, right?
Yeah. It, well, hold on. It's not. I guess what I'm getting at. It's not just leads. So if you're going to buy a new car, right, let's say you've got a one-year lease remaining on your vehicle, you're going to start looking around and saying, okay, do you want to buy the same vehicle? I'm going to kind of start shop around. I might talk to a dealer. When I get to 6 months, I might start to look more closely at the features I want. And then when I get to within 3 months, I'm going to get an offer to swap my vehicle out early. I want to be ready to do that. Boom, I'm in a new car. I never really stop and shop and say, I'm going to go in and buy a new car today. I mean, right? I mean, most people don't, right? I do.
I'm already doing that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I have 2 years left on my lease, and I'm like, you know, I love the car that I have, but I'm thinking I want these features now. I think I want to go a little bit bigger. I think I want an Expedition, you know, so I'm already in my mind, already painting the picture of what I'm going to want now for the next one.
Right. So what the point I'm trying to make is people who buy solar start by going, my neighbor just got solar. I wonder what that's all about. And they start looking, right? And they immediately get targeted and all that stuff, which is fine. But what we're trying to do is, we, as soon as someone gets to our website, and it doesn't happen today because the website's not built correctly, I want them to go, wow, these guys are educating. They're consultative. They might send me an email, but they're not high pressure. And then they come back and they keep looking, and they keep coming back to, gee, Powerfleet Green seems to be the right fit. Then when they're ready to buy. So my point is, a digital ad is going to do a lot for us in the near term, and you guys will do a great job of optimizing that. But the strategy I'm looking for builds the digital presence we need to capture those people at a point of decision, but it also creates avenues for people to come into our website, be educated, be touched correctly.
Uh-huh.
When they're ready, they come back to us. So I just want to emphasize that that's when I talk about strategy, it has to be more than point of sale, right? That's all.
Right. Got you. That makes sense.
If you guys can't do that and you're just focused on the digital side, it doesn't matter. I'm still willing to spend a lot more money to build that out. I just want to make sure, if I could do it all in-house and with one partner, I would, and I will. And if I can't, and we do a number of people because they've got best practices or they're subject matter experts in a particular area, that's fine too. And I guess what I'm trying to make sure I emphasize with you is I'm going to solve this problem in the next 3 to 4 weeks, one way or the other, and possibly sooner. And right now, I'm going to open the door and say, let's do this thing with you guys right now. And if we can grow it into the other areas, I think that's a strong possibility that we're going to look at hard and try to do. If there are areas that just aren't in your space that we need to fill, that we'll feed those separately. Or if somebody else comes along and, you know what I'm saying, right? So.
And I think, you know, I totally know what you're saying. And I think that's also where the Facebook ads are going to assist in that way, because it's going to be that reminder, hey, you were looking up this service, right? And so when people, you know, they're on their Facebook and they're like, I was looking that up. And then they click on it. Now, the one thing, too, about the Facebook ad is if they're not set up to where you want them when they click on it, that they call you directly, we can actually set it up where they could go straight to your website. It would have a call to action button that says learn more. So when they click on it, it takes them straight to your website.
Yeah.
Even if you want it set up like that. Okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm glad that we have this conversation because it gives me more input as to what your strategy is, you know, because I think that's the most important too, Steve, is really knowing, okay, this is the picture that he's painting and this is how we're going to be able to help him. So I definitely think this package is a great start for you, you know?
Okay.
And then, like I said, you always got room to upgrade if you need to. You know what I mean? Okay.
So why don't I give you the payment information you need right now, and then you can start to schedule that call whenever you guys are ready.
Yes.
I think this part of it will be taken care of. That's okay?
Yes, absolutely. The card that you're using, Steve, does it have your name, the business name, or is it in both?
It's my name.
Is it just Steve Gagne, or is there like a middle initial?
Actually, it's Steven, Stephen, and then Gagne, Gagne.
Okay, and Steven, you spell it Stephen, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And then the billing address for that card?
It's 2380.
Uh-huh.
Watertown Road.
Uh-huh.
And that's Orono.
Okay.
Minnesota 55356.
Okay, perfect. And is that a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
Visa.
And what's the card number when you're ready?
4147-0992-1606-4566.
Expiration month and year?
425.
4 of 25. And the CVV code on the back?
678.
Okay. I want to put a security question on your account here with us to protect your account, and it can either be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Oh, let's do the city.
What city were you born in?
Fitchburg, F-I-T-C-H-B-U-R-G.
P as in Paul or F as in Frank?
Oh, F as in Frank.
Fitchburg, right? F-I-T-S-B-U-R-G?
F-I-T-C-H-B-U-R-G.
Oh, Fitchburg. Okay, gotcha.
Yep. Yep.
All right. Now, before I process your payment, I'm just going to walk you through a 90-second voice verification, and it's for your protection. It's just going to outline the service agreement. It's going to go over billing date if you need to cancel. Now, when I'm walking you through it, okay, if there is something that you don't understand, I want you to stop me and say, Nadine, wait a minute, what does that mean? So this way I can go back and review it with you and then rephrase it. I just want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we process your payment. Sound good?
Okay. Yep.
Okay. So I'm going to turn on the recording, and then Steve, also on that voice verification, I am going to mention that Davis, do you want me to notate that he's authorized to make changes to your account as well, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll be stating that in the voice verification that he's authorized to make changes to the account, just to confirm with you. And then, again, just stop me if there's something that you're not quite sure what that meant, okay? So that way we can go back and review it. So I'm going to turn on the recording, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business. Please state your name and title within the business.
Steve Dagny is the owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
I am.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
You also authorize Davis Miles to make changes to the account in the event you are not able to call in and make a change. Is that correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, okay, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yeah.
Now, we know sometimes you're in the middle of something, right? But that's why we also have Davis available. So if we have an update or we have a question, if we can't reach you, I'm going to notate for them to also reach out to him because he's going to be helping you with all of this. But I want you to be aware that if we did call you, right, we're just asking at least respond within 24 business hours, okay, because we know you're busy too. Also be aware that you might get a call from another company that's trying to sell you another type of online product, okay? They are not associated with us. We are never going to call you to ask you to spend more than the $299 a month. And even if someone called you and you was, let's say you weren't sure if it was really, you know, us calling or not, just ask, what's my security question? When they hang up on you, that's how you know it's not us calling, okay?
Okay.
Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
I guess so. Yeah, I don't understand.
Well, let me explain it.
That's fine.
Yeah, let me explain it. okay, this is what it means. We're not saying that you can't do additional marketing, okay? What we're saying is that before you do, Steve, just give us a call so we can make sure that we are not already providing you that service. We just don't want you investing more money if you don't need to, right? So I'll give you an example. Let's say you said, hey, I'm going to do Yelp ads. We would tell you, listen, we already created you a Yelp profile, the free listing. We're not running your Yelp ads, so you're good if you want to run Yelp ads, right? That's what we would say. But if you said, hey, I'm going to start running Facebook ads, we would say, remember, we're already doing your Facebook ads. It's going to hurt you more instead of helping you if you're doing them too and you're spending more money. So we're just saying, just give us a heads up, like, hey, if you're going to do other marketing, just let us know, just so that way we make sure that it's not crossing with what we're doing or that you're not double paying. Does that make sense?
Sure.
Okay. So going back in hiring local splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is April 3rd, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $398. This is a two-month verbal agreement. What that means, Steve, is that your second payment will be charged on May 3rd, 2024, in the discounted amount of $299. Now, once the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the third day in the discounted amount of $299. However, you may pause or discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. And I'm actually texting you that number right now. That number is 877-635-6225. Now, I'm going to suggest that you also save that number under your contacts as local splash, so you always have the number on you. If you choose to pause or cancel the account, we ask that you at least call 3 business days before your billing is due, so that way you don't incur that charge. So you know, like, if you need to cancel it or pause it, you got to call 3 business days before the third, so that way you don't get charged on that date, okay? Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do.
Okay. So I'm updating the package, and I'm going to process the payment. In a couple of minutes, you're going to get your receipt sent both to your email and also sent to you in a text message. When do you want us to schedule your client interview? Because I know yesterday you said you need like a day or two, so I just want to look at the calendar to see what we have available. That's going to work for you as well.
Oh, potentially tomorrow afternoon, or we could look at Friday afternoon.
You're saying like tomorrow afternoon or Friday afternoon?
Yeah. And I think we're the 2 hours, right?
We're a 2 hour time difference, correct. So you're 2 hours ahead of us. If I'm looking at the calendar, so let me throw out some time to you for tomorrow, and you let me know what works for you, okay?
Okay.
So for tomorrow afternoon, and whatever time I give you, it's in your time zone, by the way. Okay? So tomorrow I have a 4 to 5 and a 5 to 6.
Yeah, 4 to 5 is fine. It is typically the course. I mean, we'll try to do a little bit of course.
Would 4 to 5 work for you then? You want me to put 4 to 5?
Sure.
Okay. Or did you want something a little bit earlier than that?
If you could do earlier, that would be great.
Let me see. 11. I have a 1 to 2.
Unfortunately, I've got a time. I've got a meeting already at 1. I'm free from 12 to 1, and I'm free from about 1:30 to the rest of the afternoon. If we think to stick with 4 o'clock, that's fine. I'll just have to.
You want to stick with 4? Okay.
Yeah.
No worries. If for some reason, listen, when we call you tomorrow, let's say, you know, you're still in the middle of something, you need 5 or 10 more minutes, I would say just pick up the call and just say, hey, can you call me back in 5 or 10 minutes? Or if that time's not going to work for you and we need to reschedule, that's not a problem, you know, but at least we could attempt, you know what I mean? So let me put you for tomorrow between 4 and 5 o'clock. Let me see here. I was looking to see if maybe there was, I don't even know if that time slot's available. Let me look. If I could see if there's maybe possibly, because it looks like, I don't know if there's going to be though, but let me ask you, what about if there was a 3 to 4, would that work for you?
Yep, that'd be perfect. Yep, that would work.
Let me ask my manager to see if we could squeeze you in for 3 to 4 o'clock. It doesn't hurt to ask before I schedule the 4 to 5.
Okay.
And then I just want to go over these few notes that I know I went over with Davis, but I just wanted just to confirm just a few things with you. Okay, I just sent him the message. In the meantime, he should answer me pretty quickly, as long as he's not in a meeting. Okay, so Davis and I, we had listed solar panel installation, EV integration, residential only. Is there anything that I'm missing? I just kind of want to give the technician a little bit of where to start from,
right,
as far as the services.
Yeah, I'll just say this way. Residential solar energy systems, right? Design, installation, and repair and service, right? That's one. So that's one platform. The second one would be battery and energy storage systems.
Battery and energy storage systems. Uh-huh.
Yep. And then EV integration is a good one. And then why don't we just start there? Those are three.
Okay. Okay. So on the first one, I put residential solar energy system, but I think I missed something after that.
Well, design and installation. So in other words,
design and installation. Okay, that's what I needed. Okay, perfect. And then I got the other one. Okay. Okay, perfect. And then I got the Facebook page. Let me see. What's the other thing I was looking at? I put 50 miles to Target, right?
Yes.
Because that's how far the Facebook ads will cover. When we communicate with you, do you guys prefer emails, phone calls, text messages, all three? What's your preference?
Yeah, I would say in order probably text first and
email?
If it's not,
okay.
Email, not of course, going to be email. That's the last thing I get to. So text is the easiest thing to respond to, then phone calls, and then
okay. Okay. So I'll put it in that order. Text, phone, emails, last. Okay.
Yeah.
And then, no worries. And then hours of operation, what I listed is Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Saturday and Sunday is closed, right? Unless if you scheduled an appointment, but I hope you guys get some days off.
Yeah.
You know, hopefully. Okay. And then let's see what else is left. I got that. Okay. And then forms of payments. Do you guys do financing or?
We do, yeah.
And then typically what forms of payments other than the financing do you guys take?
Oh, it can be cash, credit card, or you know, they can finance it. Also, we can provide financing.
Nice. My sister-in-law and them got solar. I mean, out here in California, we pay outrageous prices, right?
Yeah.
You would be surprised. I'm telling you, it cut her bill more than half.
Oh, yeah. We regularly wipe out customers' entire bill. I mean, it's very...
Yeah, she's just like, oh, my gosh, because there was one year, it was a summer, and let me tell you, Steve, it was like crazy what their bill was, because our bills go high. I mean, mine, I paid like about $500 to $600 every two months, excuse me. But which isn't too bad, but my husband, because he uses a sleep apnea machine, so we kind of get a little bit of a break. But the house that we rent from is our family friend, and she's been kind of thinking about switching to solar. So,
it works great.
Yeah, and my sister-in-law's like, listen, you guys would have such a break on your bill. I know you guys get some of a break with my brother, you know, having the machine, but still, she's like, you guys would have so much of a break. Okay, sweet. I just got a message back. Awesome. So we're going to go with 3 and 4 o'clock for tomorrow, between 3 and 4. Beautiful. Okay, so I'm sending you the calendar invite. Tomorrow we're going to call you between 3 and 4 o'clock, and we'll be calling you from an 877 number. So just make sure that you're answering all calls within that hour, and we'll send you a reminder an hour before your client interview just to let you know that it's coming up in the next hour, okay?
Okay.
Quick question. On your Google Business profile page, I saw an address listed on there. Should that address be showing, or is that like your home address? The 1621 East Hennepin Avenue?
And that's on Facebook?
No, that's on your Google Business profile.
Oh, yeah, that's our, that's actually a business office. Yeah, our legal address is my home address, but we have a business office at 1621 Hennepin.
Okay, perfect. I just want to make sure that address should be showing. Okay.
Yeah.
That's why I verify. Okay. Just wanted to be, you know, clear on that one. Now, starting from tomorrow, I want to share the timeline with you. Okay. So within 5 to 7 days, the directory submission will happen. We will also be sending you your login credentials so that you can start tracking your results with us. And then within 7 to 14 days, is when your Facebook ads are going to be visible. Those will be up and running, okay?
Okay.
Now, what we state in our terms and conditions, and this is always what we send to you in writing, okay? The first page placement on Google, that can take between 30, 45 days. That's always going to be our promise. I will tell you, though, that many times I have seen where it has happened sooner, okay?
Okay.
So we'll send you notifications as these steps are being processed. Now, on your Google Business profile, the address is okay to show, the 1621 Hennepin Avenue. There's a phone number on there, 763-438-1976. Is that the office number that should be showing?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I want.
That it goes. Yeah, it goes right to a voicemail.
Okay.
Go to voicemail. But yes, that is the right number.
Okay, perfect. I just want to make sure that that's going to be the primary phone number that we'll have listed when wherever else we're listing you, right? The 612 number, the 206-5628, that is the best number for us to call you at, correct?
That's fine.
You're going in your account. Yeah. Okay, perfect. Yeah. I just want to make sure that we weren't changing that phone number on there. Okay, awesome.
Yeah.
All right, well, I would like to be the first to congratulate you and welcome you to our local Splash family. I am so super excited for you. Just to let you know, too, you did get an email. I know it sounds like you're driving, right? And I want you to be safe.
Yep.
When you have time, there's two things I need you to look at. We sent you an email with a copy of your receipt. It'll say initial invoice. There's a part on there where you'll need to go to where it says click here. You're going to click on there. It's going to open up your terms and conditions. Where your phone number is listed, there's these two little boxes. You're going to click on each box. One is certifying that you are the authorized holder and signer of your credit card. The other one is agreeing to receive text messages to your phone. At the bottom, you're going to type your name where it says sign exactly as it reads there, and then click on confirm signature. When it takes you to a page, okay, that says username and password, then you know that you're already there, okay? That's where you would go in to track your results with us, and we don't have that created yet because you'll get it within 5 to 7 days. So I'll need you to make sure that you sign that. If it's not signed before your client interview tomorrow, the technician will walk you through it, okay? But if you have questions, let me know, and I can walk you through it as well. And then there's another one that we kind of like to get ahead of the game anyways, just in case. We're going to ask you to send us photos of certain items, pictures of your work tool, work equipment, picture of your business license, business insurance. We ask for these things because just in case if Google says, hey, we need this, we already have it. We're not having to call you and bug you for it. So there's a tiny URL you can upload it to make it simpler for you, or on that list, send us what you can. If there's certain items you don't have, don't worry about it. Just send us what you can that's on that list. Okay?
Okay.
Sounds Any good. Other questions for me?
No, thanks for your help today.
You are so welcome. I'm super excited. If you don't see that initial invoice right away, call me and I'll walk you through it, Steve. I'll resend it. But it should already be in your inbox, okay?
Very
All
good.
Right.
All right.
We will talk to you tomorrow. Have a blessed day.
All right. Thanks again. You too.
You're
Take
very
care.
Welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye now.